This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Christmas a week away. You know what? I'm hoping Arthur calls. So, and sing some Christmas carols. What better way to roll into Christmas than Arthur singing Christmas carols? You know, I think he sang some last week. They're brutal, but it's just, it's the time of the season. It is the time of the season when he calls and sings Christmas carols. Let's go to Jimmy. Jimmy, you're on WIP.
Yeah, so I don't have, like, a biggest loss that I can think of, but, you know, everybody's liars. It's all about money. I mean, I can think of a bigger lie, and that's when MLB said that, you know, it'd be the harshest punishment ever passed down, you know, when the Houston Astros cheated, and they didn't, you know, they didn't ban nine guys for life, so it wasn't the harshest punishment ever passed down. So it's nothing new, you know. It's all about the money. It's all about, you know, different leagues making money.
They're not going to ban him for life, but they should have. Taking the World Series away, and they should have, well, they suspended the managers, but you can't suspend the players because of the union. It's disgraceful.
Right, but that's what I'm saying, though. He said it would be the harshest punishment in baseball. Okay, well, the previous harshest punishment is banning eight guys from the White Sox when they played the Reds. So you can't really say
it's the harshest punishment. I mean, we're not going to go back that far. That's over 100 years ago.
Right, but that's when the commissioner came into effect with Mountain Landis.
Yeah, but it's a different time now. It's just, I don't even know why you're bringing that up. Why would you even bring that up?
Because lying is lying. It's just like court. There's precedents. A caller earlier talked about a precedent. The NFL set a precedent when they said this is what would happen. It didn't happen.
And it didn't happen because they're hypocrites. And all.
Exactly.
But back then, it wasn't about money with baseball. But now it's about mo money. It's just, if you forfeit a game, Somebody's losing money, and that's all they care about. They care about their money, and that's sad. You know, I think we all want to see a game played, but play it on Sunday. You know, the hell with Washington. That's their fault. Play it on Sunday. I don't care if you have 22 players that you can dress. Then they're all going to have to play the whole game. The hell with them. Play it on Sunday. That's what they should have done. And if they don't want to play it on Sunday, then forfeit the game. And they're not going to do that because in the NFL, it's about mo money.
That's the answer to your question.
Yeah.
That's all it is money. But I already said it's about money.
What's that?
I said, I honestly don't think it is going too far back. If you say something.
100 years is not going back too far?
In the same sport? No. What they did is disgrace. How is that any different from the White Sox throwing the shirt?
I don't even know if I should engage in this. It's over 100 years ago.
Right.
Times were different.
Right. They cheated now with better technology. Either way, it's disgraceful.
I know. And it was disgrace. It was a disgrace that baseball didn't do more. They got rid of the they suspended the managers for a year, but it was a disgrace they didn't
do
more. What's that?
I said that's nothing. And they still went on to almost win the World Series.
Okay. I don't know what your point is, but that's all right. Do you have the biggest blowout loss?
I don't. No. That loss against the Giants was disgraceful. That's not the biggest blowout.
No, it's not, because it was too close. Can you imagine the Eagles were -4 in turnovers, and they still almost won the game. That, now that's a joke. Ed, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard, how are you?
I've never had a bad day in my life. Another day.
That's what I hear. That's what I hear. Listen, you opened about the NFL and Roger Goodell, and I've been on this, and I couldn't agree more. If you think about it, there were 650,000 emails, and they only pulled the ones of Gruden. Remember that?
I know. It's just they only leaked.
Wait.
They only leaked the ones, and they said they didn't leak them. Well, who else leaked them?
And
it's a disgrace. They wanted to divert attention. And they did, and apparently they wanted to bury Gruden. I hope he wins his suit.
Oh, I hope he buries him. I hope he, like you say, take him to court. But here's
the
thing.
Yeah, and I want to hear the guys lie on the stand. That's
Goodell,
what I want.
Goodell gets paid his $50 million a year to go out and lie to his teeth. I know, whatever it is. In these press conferences, he gives some excuse about, well, protecting the identities of the people that came forward so we can't release this information. That's total bull. You can do you can release information without
You know what I think? I think there's NFL people that are involved in those.
Yeah, there's NFL GMs and owners that are involved.
That are involved in those emails, and it would really just blow up. It could blow up the league. And it'll never blow it up. The NFL's bigger than life.
No,
so.
But I just want them to continue to pursue it. Because he's
absolutely
just brutal.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I do, too. All right. What's your biggest blowout loss?
I don't have the date. It's late December of the last year. The last game Andy Reid coached, we went up to the Meadowlands. You remember that final game in 2013? Our final game against the Giants? We went up and got crushed. Like, Eagles didn't show up. I'm thinking 40-something to 7 or something. I don't have the date. But it was Andy Reid's final game with the Eagles. And the team didn't show up.
We'll try to find that.
Yeah, I mean, it was
ugly. If that's the case, we'll put you in the mix.
Yeah, it's his final game.
I have some other games.
The other game I have, Howard, is the Eagles-Giants, too, but it was too far back. It was Dick Vermeil's first year, that Monday night game.
Yeah.
Do you remember that 61-7, the Giants?
No, I don't remember that. That's a pretty good one.
Check that out.
Yeah. All right, Ed, you're in the mix there. Frankie!
Howard, how are you today?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Howard, I don't know. Does Roger Goodell have a vendetta against the Philadelphia Eagles?
No, it has nothing to do with the Eagles.
No, okay, maybe not. All I know was before Labor Day, my daughter went online, and we had 6 tickets for tomorrow's game. Tuesday night's impossible. Now I'm holding the bag, and my kids are trying to just get something for the ticket.
Yeah, I mean, you set a schedule. Yeah, that's not fair to people. I agree with that. It's not fair. It's just, but the NFL doesn't care what's fair.
No,
they don't care what's fair. They don't care what's fair.
All right. Well, anyway, Howard, just hope your holidays are nice and just happy New Year.
Okay, so the Eagles are going to win on Tuesday, right?
I know they're going to win. It's not the point.
Yeah.
I can't take my family to the game on Tuesday night.
Yeah, I know.
It's impossible.
It's kind of sad because you're not the only one that falls into that situation. That's too bad.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Well, it is.
Hang in there. Yeah, I agree. That's not a good thing for a lot of people. Keith, you're on WIP.
Howard, what's going on, man? Hey, good call on the Harry Simeon brawl.
That song, I'm telling you, I'm going to play it again before the end of the show. I can't get enough.
Is the shuffle game that was on the Mayflower in 1492, is that qualified for the contest?
Yeah, if we're going to go back 100 years in baseball, we should go back to that game, too.
I'll get my contest question out for entry in first before I ask my question. I'm going to just say the Phillies game 4,
no.
Where they got beat.
Hold on. Can you hold on for a second?
Yeah.
Hold on. Tom Gable, who runs the fabulous Sensational Sports Book here at the Borgata, I asked Tom to stop by this morning because the Eagles game has been, it's unbelievable. The number is all over the place. All right, Tom, thank you for stopping by. So where did it start? What did it get to? And what do you do as a sports book? I saw last night it was off the board, but it's back on now. So what do you do?
So we always open up the NFL lines on Sunday night for the next Sunday, right? So after the night game ends, you know, on a Sunday night, we'll open up the lines for the following week. So the Eagles open as a 4.5-point favorite for this week. And, you know, we knew, you know, going obviously throughout the week, you kept hearing of Washington news, you know, people in injury. I mean, it's not just COVID. I mean, they have some injured people in concussion protocol. So, but the COVID list kept increasing for Washington. So that number kept moving. And, you know, as of yesterday morning, Friday morning, we were at 9.5. Now, in football, as you know, there's key numbers involved in betting, right? So you have 3 being the key number, and then 7, 6, 14, 10. So at 9.5, you're right there at 10, and it's like you have some hesitancy there to go to past 10. Right. You already blew past 6 and 7.
All right. How did people try to middle the game? Would you know if people tried to middle the game?
You can. Certainly, when there's that wide of a margin, there's an opportunity there.
It went up to, you told me it went up to 12, right?
Yes. So, So that's what I mean. So you started to see the market go to 10.5. And so finally, it was like, okay, we got to move. And eventually, it got to 12. That was the high point. And then you started to see some buyback finally then on Washington come in. And, you know, we went back to 11.5, which was pretty much where it sat until the news came out that, all right, it's getting moved to Tuesday. So at that point, you take it off the board. You got to, you know, just move it to the new date in the system. But, you know, now when you look at it, you know, there's some 7.5s out there. That seems to be the consensus number. We're at 8.5. But, there's certainly an opportunity. If people are savvy enough to listen, you know, 99% of the bettors are not savvy enough to middle a game. But, you know, there certainly was opportunity, and there was opportunity also in the Raiders game and the Browns game to do that as well because of that line move.
All right, so now, where did you get? I assume you got the most money on the Eagles because, although the money probably didn't move the line up, the situation moved the line up. Right?
Yeah, there's only a certain number of things that move a line, right? And it's, you know, it's not necessarily just money; it's money from respected. It's respected money, right? It's not Joe Schmo coming in off the street. So, but it's mostly that was the reaction to what you're seeing with the availability of players, and when you have, a practice squad guy or a third string quarterback starting for Washington, quarterbacks are what dictates the line moves there. So when you have the starter and the backup unavailable, I mean that's going to be a big. You're going to see a big move no matter what the case is, but. When the vast majority of the team as well is unavailable, it's that's why you see in these extreme moves, which you never really see in NFL.
You're not going to limit what people, because I know you've told me in the past, you don't limit what people can bet on.
The limits go up through the week. So, as the early in the week, the limits are smaller. But as we get to game day, you'll easily take 6 figures on a game, on an NFL game. And it's the most efficient betting market there is in the country, so of course you should take that.
It's amazing what's going on. Where do you think it's going to fall on Tuesday? By Tuesday, the number.
Well, a lot of it, I think, is going to be dictated by who becomes available for Washington. Right. Now that the league has given them 2 extra days, which I don't want to get into my opinion. I think it's a little hypocritical by the NFL to do this because if you think back to last year, they forced the Denver Broncos to play a game with no quarterback whatsoever.
The guy off the practice squad who was a wide receiver.
And they forced him, they forced the Broncos to play that game.
Yeah.
And, that was the betting opportunity of the season last year for people with betting the Saints in that game. But, it's going to depend on, who becomes available again for Washington. As you know, the rules are different for, if you're vaccinated or unvaccinated. So we'll see. It's, like I said, right now the market seems to be between 7.5, 8.5, somewhere in there.
Did you get a $100,000 play on the Eagles game at all yet?
No.
Okay.
No.
It'd be crazy. I don't know.
Overall, I think just with everything that's going on this week, there's been a hesitancy from players to play early all the news that keeps coming out.
Well, it's kind of a fascinating situation.
Yes.
But I appreciate you explaining it to everybody. Tom Gable, who, and anything you want to bet, hey, just come on in. Tom will take you bet. Tom will take it. Bet MGM and Borgata will take it. Thanks, Tom. Hey, have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. All right. You know what? I'll get back to Keith. I'll get back to the callers. Hopefully, Arthur calls in, because we've got to have Arthur sing some Christmas carols.
Because you're a loser.
Yes, you are. 215-592-9494. I'm Howard Eskin. WIP Sports Time here at the Borgata is 8:57.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.